I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There have been any number. I think I saw one on Action News. I think I saw it first with Jim Gardner. Then I'm looking at a story today from the LA Times. And it got my attention because it's the mayor of Lancaster. The Lancaster mayor here in Pennsylvania has a proposal to ban necktie requirements as a matter of public health. Now, you know, in this job, I don't wear a tie, and I don't mind wearing a tie, but, you know, I've come around to, I have certain suits that I wear that look better with an open shirt, if it's done properly, than with a tie. The mayor of Lancaster says that wearing a tie all day long is a matter of public health. Because there's research out there now that wearing neckties lowers blood flow to the brain. So first of all, it's a creative thing, 7.5% on average, and could have fatal implications for someone with high blood pressure. If you're in an office right now, you can say we're talking about this and tell them you're not wearing that stinking tie the rest of the day. The mayor says that I get on an elliptical or a bike just to increase blood flow to my brain. And then I'm going to be diminishing it in that I don't want to have to wear a tie. Now, we're on a Friday. It's not that hot today, but we've just come through a really hot spell. I saw our sales guys. It must be a dress down Friday, too, for them. Casual Friday. Do you have to wear a tie to work? Have you ever been in a job where you wear a tie? I've been in jobs where I didn't have to wear it, teaching and all that, but I wore a tie many times. My favorite tie wearing are the cashiers in supermarkets. They have a tie on, the guys, but it's all the way down. You know, it's saying, I have a tie on, but I don't want to wear a tie. It's not pulled up to the very top at all.
Oh, it's sagging on the, the collar.
Yeah, they have it strewn in there to say I'm wearing a tie.
That's just a hip way to wear a tie, Dom.
No, it's not a hip. They're saying, look, you got to wear a tie in this job. Why would a cashier have to wear a tie? So this is what I'm going
to
do.
It's like when you go to private school or Catholic school and you wear the uniform, and when you get off the bus, you immediately loosen up the tie and it's just hanging down.
Similar to NBA players. Now, this one I object. The instant the final horn sounds, taking their shirt out of their pants.
Oh.
Constantly.
I don't mind that.
It's just like, what's the big deal with keeping your shirt in your pants? Like, it's such a,
now,
it's a ritual.
I have to imagine that there is perspiration that is down there. So they want to get lift up the...
No, it's almost like a ritual, Bill. It's
maybe,
like,
this
is too much. So if you've never had a job where you had to wear a tie, right?
No, I mean, I did my years at Sesame where I just wore... Well, when I... No, I never wore a tie. Yeah, the only time you see me wearing a tie is at our speaker series event.
Yeah, that's right. I'm seeing you come in a suit, Nick Foles event. Yes.
I'll wear a suit at Seven Fishes and
a wedding.
I wore a tie at a wedding.
So three times this year, you'll wear a tie. Give or take. Yeah,
well, it depends on how many speakers.
Funerals, if there's a funeral, God forbid.
Of course,
you have to go to a wedding, maybe a tie there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly it's my wife now telling me you have to wear this color tie because you have to match my dress, which apparently is a thing.
Well, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you have to wear a tie? And wherever you are today in an office thing, is it a casual Friday? What does that mean? What are people doing? The mayor of Lancaster, he's making national news. He wants to ban workplace necktie requirements. Now, I predict you're already seeing this in New York. Apparently, it seems to be the law that people are catching on to how dangerous this is for certain people, particularly in the summer. Then in addition to that, this guy says it stops the flow of creativity. So you can see there's very few places where you see people wearing ties. And I thought about this. Will the tie go the way of men wearing hats? I hate to wear hats. You know, you've seen Mad Men would be the best TV show. These guys are wearing hats. Oh, big fedoras.
I was going to say, fedoras is the go-to, like, fancy, yes, quote-unquote, hat.
Yeah, but guys used to wear bowler hats. And Philadelphia was one of the biggest hat producers in the world. Now the only hat I can think of is the baseball hat.
Yeah, I mean, that's the go-to. When you say, oh, I'm going to wear a hat, I'm right, immediately thinking, oh, you're going to put on a baseball hat. You're going to put on the Phillies hat.
Right.
They're all of a sudden doing really well in the season, so let's put on the Phillies hat.
I have not worn a hat or would wear a hat. It has to be below 5 degrees for me to put on a hat.
Yeah, a wool hat, like to get cover the ears.
Exactly, and I have to be out shoveling. Other than that, yeah, I'm not wearing a hat.
Yeah, I might wear a hat. No, I won't even wear a hat during golf.
Like, I don't wear one anymore. A visor, I used to. No hat.
It doesn't bother me. I just blame that. Whenever I hit a bad shot and I'm wearing a hat, I blame the hat.
Yeah, take the hat off and stomp on it. All right, so do you have to wear a tie to work, and do you think there's any evidence that wearing that tie is a health risk or a creativity risk? Just out in the last week or two, this has started. Why do men have to wear ties?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.